At this past weekend's first annual Call of Duty XP event, Activision has finally revealed all the details for Call of Duty Elite. Call of Duty Elite is going to set you back $49.99 a year. Yes, that's, a little bit less than the actual game itself at a $60 price point. And essentially what this is going to get you is equivalent to 4 map packs. As you know, the Call of Duty games over the past few years, they essentially put out 4 packs, each at $15, which adds up to $60. And Activision is saying, hey, give us your $50 now, and you're guaranteed all the DLC. So in a sense, for those true Call of Duty fans who go out and get all the maps, this is actually going to be a little bit cheaper for you. You know, in Activision's defense, this is a way of them making sure that people are going to get in and buy the downloadable content that's coming, because you almost wonder, you know, when Call of Duty comes out, everybody's all excited about it and everybody's all about it. Usually that first map pack comes out, I'm sure a high percentage probably buys that pack, and then as the year progresses, it tends to usually fall off, I would assume. And so this way Activision's saying, hey, give us your money up front, we'll cut you $10, and you got it. Now also, the Elite members are going to get the DLC monthly, so every month some of this DLC will be rolled out in what Activision is calling seasons. So Modern Warfare 3 is going to have a season, so we can, I guess, consider this season 1 of Call of Duty. And over the 9 months, every month something's going to come out. Now the packs will be made available to everybody else who's not Elite, I'm assuming at the $15 price point, in chunks, which essentially means people who are Elite members will get the content before the people who buy the packs, which is something unique. I guess this usually isn't done that way, so it's going to kind of split the player base, so it's going to be interesting to see where that goes. They're also going to have in-game tournaments in that where you can win real-world prizes, and they will also have HD content that they're calling Call of Duty TV that's going to have something called Friday Night Fights that's going to be produced by Ridley Scott Associates, and basically going to have rivals fighting it out. And then also Will Arnett and Jason Bateman are collaborating to create a program called NoobTube. And there was another one that was listed called Cocked Hammers, but we don't know what that is right now. But, you know, at least Activision's going out, giving you more incentive rather than just the DLC, giving you some other content. Do I want to sit down and watch guys play Call of Duty every Friday night? No. But, you know, for people who are really diehard into this game, you know what? Call of Duty Elite is not that bad. It's not the end of the world. I don't look at this and say, well, Activision now is the demon that everybody thinks it is because of this. That's not the case. It seems like Call of Duty Elite, it's going to be something neat for people. And again, a lot of it is free. The stat tracking, kind of like Bungie.net, clan support, applications for your mobile device, it's going to integrate with Facebook, all these different things is going to be free. And there's going to be, more expanded features for people that pay for Elite. So those people will get a little bit more YouTube content that they can upload, more videos, just like Bungie.net's been doing for years. So very neat. Call of Duty Elite's not the end of the world. I actually think it's pretty smart of Activision on their part to get people to pay up front, especially those people who are already getting the DLC anyways. It completely makes sense.